The man's been to a mental health facility for observation. Chris Stanley, Fox News Radio.
And two Democratic state senators in Wisconsin have kept their jobs beating back recall challenges. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Yeah, good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And Carl on the bot, 7:05, August the 17th. It's going to be a great day today. We'll get to that in a second. And our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and we're chatting on it, and the chat room's already filling up. And they're applauding themselves. We got in here before the motorcycle. Yes, yes, you did.
Sharon,
JRD, Angel, gosh, all you guys just jumping in there.
Before the motorcycle.
Before the motorcycle started, they were up
the
and
theme
running.
Song.
The speaking of, here's Bad Bob.
Yeah, good morning.
Hey, Bad Bob.
Sir.
You were up late.
Yes, well, the better half is out of town, so I had...
out of Johnny's, huh?
No, you were up till 3 o'clock in the morning eating popcorn, watching TV.
No, 11 o'clock. It was,
you were at Johnny's.
Actually, I
Johnny's
I had
cat
on,
house.
I was not. I've had on my DVR for months now the series Spartacus: Gods of the Arena,
oh.
And I finally got around to watching it. I'm
you
going,
watching
boy, this
naked...
is not prime time.
No, talk about blood and guts.
You end up watching...
but we liked it.
Well, I wondered what all the buzz was about, and I'm going, you know, Lucy Lawless looking pretty good after all these years.
She's
no spring chicken.
Yeah,
no,
so you're
she
not.
Was good
would
villain.
You let me get one word in here? You say, I mean, just one.
No, you're not allowed. Please.
And here's Linda.
The Colonel speaks.
Please. Come. Are you not going to go? Okay, he's shaking his head like pouty boy. Get up there.
I just said. And now here's Linda.
Oh, thank you.
That's what I said. I mean, and then.
Can I get one word in? And it's yours.
That's the last word I'm going to get.
Are you sure? No, we did like Spartacus, didn't we? Can I? What? Don't you
yes,
know what?
Yes, this we is... like Spartacus. We like the thing. I found it a little. You know, I'm kind of like Bad Bob. Here's Xena, the warrior princess, with you know, and several compromising positions, if I remember right. And I'm thinking, this is Lucy Lawless? I mean, last time I saw her, she was talking about her three kids or something like that on TV.
Well, just because she's a mom with three kids doesn't mean that she can't portray a fabulous villainess.
And she did.
Yes, yeah. She did. Okay, this day in history. First of all, I think I'm going to go into the jokes. I'm going to say this day in history. I'm going to go back. I have to laugh because my mother sent me, you know, I wake up in the morning and I come in. Carl's going, no, I'm going to do it. One day, a man came home and he was greeted by his wife, dressed in a very suggestive nightie. He says, "Tie me up. You can do anything you want." And so he tied her up and went golfing. Pa-dum-pum. Okay, on this
yeah,
day.
Everybody laughed in here except two.
They were
us.
Like, "What are you?" No, I just, you know, I mean, those are could be clean and funny. It sounds like something Jack Benny would say or something. In A Wizard of Oz Day is actually today. Follow the yellow brick road. There's no place like home, and there's no place like home. Oh, Auntie M, and Utoto too. Those theater goers first saw the magical of Wizard of Oz in a gala premiere on this night in 1939. 1939 claims the year of so many fabulous films that were released that year. It was this first movie to use the combination of black and white and color film, and it starred Judy Garland as Dorothy Gale, Burt Lauer as both the Cowardly Lion and Zeke, Ray Bolger as the Scarecrow and Hunk, and Jack Haley as both the Tin Woodsman and Hickory. Originally, Buddy Epson was in the role of the Tin Man, but he became ill and had to leave the production before its completion.
He was allergic to the paint that they put on it.
Well, I will tell you my Buddy Epson story. One day, my family and I were traveling, I think, in car somewhere. We were in front of a Denny's, and Buddy Epson got out. My dad said, "Go get his autograph." Well, you know, at that point, Buddy Epson didn't, I really didn't have a connection. I think it was probably, yeah, he was in the Beverly Hillbillies at that point, but maybe I'm not. So it was in the 60s sometime, maybe late 70s or early 70s. So I ran across and got his autograph. So I have a Buddy Epson autograph.
Oh, cool. Well, good.
All righty.
We're glad. Okay. The so the other things we're going to have. Okay, today we're going to have Gary Cat on.
Am I throwing you off?
Yeah, completely, because you jumped in and I didn't get a chance to do the thing that I usually do at the beginning. You two start talking, you won't let me talk, and then when I say, okay, well, here's Linda, then you look at me like it's not my, you know.
No, you're...
And then I'm completely off kilter.
Well, get on kilter.
I am. I'm getting kiltered.
Okay. Right. Can we talk
okay,
about...
Okay, now we're back on time again. Now we're back in timing, and do we have... Oh, okay, and as we start every morning, we have Wells Fargo Business Minute here. So, good morning, Wells Fargo.
Rocky, what's up?
Getting ready to start the morning. How are you guys doing?
Great.
Oh, we're doing a lot better now that you're on here. We've got back into our routine.
Give us some statistics.
All right. Stock index futures suggest a modestly higher open for the major averages after earnings from retailers beat expectations. Target, Staples, Abercrombie & Fitch, and BJ's Wholesale Club all posted profits that were upside surprises. Improved earnings at Deere may lift shares of other farm machinery companies, including Dow Component Caterpillar. And the July producer price index increased 0.2%, higher than expected, led by higher prices for tobacco, trucks, and pharmaceuticals. The report suggests that declines in commodity costs have yet to filter to other goods. Dow is currently up 87 points at 11,493, NASDAQ up 17 points, 2,540, and the S&P 500 up 13 points at 1,206. Oil now is up $1.91 to $88 a barrel, gold up $5.04 at $1,791, and silver up 47 cents to $40.33. Noticeable stocks this morning, 3M up $1.02. to $82.60, and Chevron now up $1.17 at $98.53 a share. That's the market for now. This is Rocky Henderson at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Rocky, thanks a lot. Well, you know what? Gold's still heading up. It's going to be hitting 1800 here.
Gold them there heels.
Yeah, well, you know, it dropped, you know, so many dollars, and now it's back up again. It's 1791. It's going to be hitting 18. Gold, I think silver, what'd they say? Hit 40? 43. I tell you, you know, There's a certain feeling of serenity, I guess, if you buy gold and silver. Hey, we got to take a break here. This is Carl and Linda Bott. 7:12 in the morning, August the 17th. We get back, we'll start talking a little bit about the weather. This is Free Fire Radio.
Wind River Casino's River's Edge Poker Room is a cut above the rest with you, the player, in mind. Try your hand at a variety of games. 3-6 Limit Texas Hold'em, 3-5 No Limit Texas Hold'em are just a couple to name. Check out our free tournaments, $500 free roll, and bounty tournaments. You've been asking for it. Now offering horse tournaments and pot limit Omaha tournaments. $1,000 guaranteed Thursday. Action starts at 6. For more information, log on to windriver.com or visit the River's Edge.
If poker is your passion, stop by Wind River Casino and play in the River's Edge Poker League Series. This series runs through September. Play in any poker tournament any day of the week to earn points. Finish in the top 20 in each of our nightly tournaments and earn your way to be one of the top 50 point earners. Who will end up being the ultimate poker player at our card room? It could be you. The top 50 point earners and one guest will be hosted to an awards dinner and a $1,000 free roll tournament. It's better on the river.
It's easy to take your world for granted. Most days go by without a whole lot of surprises. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if life as you know it has completely turned on its head? What if everything familiar becomes anything but? Would you be prepared? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, it's up to you to be ready. Get a kit, make a plan, be informed today. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Ready.gov. This message brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
A safe and reliable vehicle is not only important to your peace of mind, it's good for everyone else on the road as well. Regular automotive maintenance can actually help save you a lot of money by spotting and correcting small problems before they turn into those costly major repairs. A tradition of service above and beyond what customers can get anywhere else is what sets Advanced Automotive of Reading apart from the rest. Tim Morlock opened Advanced Automotive years ago with that simple philosophy in mind, and now his son Cody is ready to serve their customers well into the next generation of cars and drivers. Come see the difference for yourself at Advanced Automotive. They're located in South Reading, where State Route 273 meets South Bonneview at 5756 West Side Road behind NorCal Transmissions. Give them a call at 244-4423 or visit them online at advancedautoreading.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott, 8:15 in the morning, August the 17th. It's going to be a good day. It's going to be hot, though. What's it going to be like there?
Currently 67 degrees. Today we're going to reach around 99. It could go into the triple digits. They're going to be clear tonight with 66. This is fabulous barbecuing weather, you guys. Thursday, high around 98, and Thursday night around 65. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Now, if you're going to head out there Saturday for North Star Sessions, we have just heard that the reservations are going crazy. And this is a fabulous band that is on tour. They are from the Los Angeles area. You've probably seen them on Parenthood. They are just have released their second album. They're very, very, very good. And you'll get a chance to hear them unplugged. It's called the North Star Sessions. They'll be out there Saturday night. Of course, it's fabulous in Anselmo Vineyards anytime, but especially on the weekends when you can go out and relax and hang out and hear some great music. Under the Stars, 4745546 are the reservations.
Let me clear up something yesterday. We were talking to Dan Logue, who is going under the new redistricting plan, will be running for our district assemblyman. And, you know, we were talking, and it he didn't say anything, and it wasn't really too clear, but I just want to clear it up, and we'll do it again at 8 o'clock, is that this doesn't happen. These changes, if they occur, because there is court cases going on, but they wouldn't occur until December 2012, after the next election. And if Logue is run against and beat, then he wouldn't be the representative, and whoever would be from the district there. So that's, you know, I just want to clear that up, that Jim Nielsen is still our representative in the assembly and will be till December of 2012. And if the redistricting holds up, then he's running in a different district during that time frame anyway. All right, let's talk about things. You know, yesterday one of the big things that we talked about was fitted sheets on the beds. We have got a million things going on in this state. Our economy is going down the tubes. We have one business a day leaving this state. We've got five times as many businesses leaving this year as last year. We have foreclosures. We have everything else. And what is this? What are they voting on? That there's got to be fitted sheets on hotel beds.
What?
Fitted sheets. That's right. Because
how about the thread count?
Well, a fitted sheets of 8,000 thread. No. But fitted sheets. This is what they're voting on. So tell me, are we really saying this? And if you don't have fitted sheets, we're breaking a law there? If you don't have them on there?
You know, I'm so sorry I came into this late, and I don't even know if we want to give this any energy, but I can understand because in Europe it's always two flat sheets. And then they make.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's what they're saying.
So what's this about?
Well,
the
it has something to. Well, Senator De Leon, who's the same guy that puts all the
gun guy,
the gun guy, anti-gun guy, you should say.
Yeah.
My mother. He said my mother worked in the industry, and she was always her back was always hurting, and so this was near and dear to him. So let's.
Oh my God.
Let's put fitted sheets on her. How much is that going to cost? Hotels, motels, and everything. I mean, then you have inspectors walking in there, and the only thing they do is they walk in. We want to check your sheets.
Gosh.
You know. They want to check your sheets. This is not boot camp where they would do that, for God knows what reason. All right. The dinner train. Hey, they're talking at the dinner train in McLeod. There's talk that it may start up again.
Oh, I hope so.
Is that great or what?
It's such a treasure. When we drove up to Mount Shasta the other day, I thought, gosh, I remember doing the Dunsmuir. It's in McLeod. Excuse me, the McLeod. It's in McLeod.
Yeah, it's McLeod.
Yes, fabulous.
Yeah, and it's a nice trip, and that would be great if it came back.
So, yeah, it was.
Saw that the other day in the paper. Now, the other thing is, you know, Ray John in Haven Humane gave away 190 cats.
Yay!
190 cats.
I applaud that. That's
they
so
did
fantastic.
It. They did a great job. Ray's going to be on the show next week.
See, he's pushing the envelope to make it happen, and that's a good thing.
Okay, a couple other things. If you watch too much TV, there's supposedly a study out of Australia. 6 hours of TV a day will take 5 years off your life.
Hmm.
And so when you think about it, and now there's other medical agencies and you know, people that do studies like this said, well, wait a minute, you know, you've got to put this in perspective. You're watching 5 hours of TV. You know, you are not exercising. You maybe have depression. You know, in other words, what they're saying is you can't really draw a straight line between watching TV and lessening your life. You know, so it's, you know, that's an interesting study. But again, it's one of those things that hit the, you know, you read the headlines as many times you do. And then you read into the story and you realize this is a bunch of bunk.
Mark Twain, lies, damn lies, and statistics.
Okay, last thing we're going to say before we go into the break is this. You remember the Democrat Anthony Portambindo, and he was he's a Democrat that voted against the budget, and then he had they cut his office funding, and he had literally almost shut down his office. And he says, "Wait a minute, there is no transparency in this. Nobody knows how much we spend on it. It's not in the it's not released anywhere. You don't know how much they spend. You know how much their salary is, but you don't know how much they spend on their offices. It's hidden." It's hidden. So he introduced a bill and says, hey, look, we should have just transparency out there so everybody will know who is spending what in these offices. Well, now, how does a Democrat handle that? Assembly Leader John Perez says, you know, we need to form a task force. Now, have we heard this before in the town of Reading where, you know, the people are up, they want things. And what happens? We form a committee. We form a task force. And the reason you form a task force is what, my friends? It goes away. Because 4 or 5 months later, this little task force meets and comes out and says, well, you know, I think we ought to do this. But, you know, by that time, it is, you know, they have plausible deniability and says, oi, we formed a task force. And the woman they put in front of it, the lady they put in front of it, the assembly lady, is the head of the committee that was never releasing the figures anyway. And now she's in charge of the task force. We've got to take a break. Carl and the Bot, this is Free Fire Radio.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, the Coachmaster Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
So, Chris, second Tuesday next month is at the post office.
Great! I have some envelopes to mail.
The Post Office Saloon in the downtown mall.
Oh, food! That's a much better idea.
Please join us at the Post Office Saloon on Tuesday, September 13th for great food, good company, and 15% of the proceeds will be donated to Haven Humane Society. It's all about friendship and helping the animals.
Meeting with friends, eating good food, donations to Haven. Who thought up this idea?
Who do you think?
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
This is KCNR,
the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning. 67 degrees here on KCNR 1460. Sheets, sheets, sheets.
I think the comment was, instead of passing a law about fitted sheets, why don't we pass a law about having clean sheets?
Oh, my God. And not gray sheets, not worn-out old gray sheets.
Nothing's crawling in the sheets.
Should be a law. Flip the bed back and you do your black light, you might be surprised. Hey, 7:26 in the morning, and on the lines of the sheets, we just were past this. If the federal government's regulatory operation were a business, it would be one of the 50 biggest in the country in terms of revenues and the third largest in terms of employees and more people working for it than McDonald's, Ford, Disney, and Boeing combined.
And these are the people that enforce the rules.
Under President Obama, while the economy is still struggling to grow and create jobs, the federal regulatory business is booming. With sheets, sheets, and sheets.
Well, that's the new things they check on. I liked one of the words a businessman used yesterday when he said why he left California. He says, I'm tired of being, I'm tired of the death of a thousand cuts. He says, I'm tired of being harassed. I'm tired of being stalked. He says, I feel like I'm being stalked by the California government. Because every time I turn around, it's somebody else from another agency that's coming in and dipping their beak into the the funds of my company. Anyway.
Well, now we've had a really lively chat room so far this morning.
They're going for it. They're upset with the city council.
Attended the city council meeting last night, and our very own Gary Cadd is here this morning.
Good morning.
And you've got sheets and sheets of stuff. And are you smiling clean, or not? What's going on?
I'm smiling, and they're clean sheets too.
Okay, we've only got a couple of minutes here, but it says I am smiling, and he's got a beak on his chest, and it's an eagle beak.
Last evening, one of my friends presented me with a present. They went to Alaska, and they brought back an eagle shirt. It's got a big eagle on the front of it, and it says, I'm smiling across the top. Some folks in the last campaign told me that one of the reasons I didn't win was I don't smile enough. So they brought me this shirt, and down at the bottom it says it's from the Alaska Raptor Foundation in Sitka, Alaska. So I thought I'd wear this morning, and I'm feeling quite comfortable in it.
It becomes you.
Well, thank you. And I guess it will remind me to smile more often. But I can be quite truthful with you, folks. Sometimes you'll see me not smiling, and what it basically boils down to is when I look at what's going on in this world, I don't sometimes see the reason to smile, outside of the fact that maybe we need clean sheets.
Well, sometimes, because of the condition of the world, I do smile. I find it humorous. As long as there are not people laying on the ground bleeding, then you take a look at what's going on and you say to yourself, how could they possibly be thinking this? I mean, it doesn't mean you agree with it. But if we just got down and morose about everything we see that's wrong, like this fitted bed sheets, the federal regulatory industry, the ones that come after us is it's larger than, five of the largest companies in the United States together. We got 30 seconds. Again, Gary, thanks for coming by, and we will start our We'll start our city council talk right after
these
news.
Messages. Yeah. Hang in there. We'll be right back after these messages. KCNR 1460.
Business Network, Wall Street's getting a boost in early trading as companies continue to report strong earnings. Target, Deere, and Staples are among the winners, posting better than expected results. At around 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is up roughly 90 points. The producer price index rose more than expected in July as companies paid more for raw materials and wholesale goods. Wholesale inflation rose 0.2% last month. The core index, which excludes volatile food and energy prices, saw its biggest increase since January. The numbers were pushed higher by tobacco prices, which posted their biggest increase since March of 2009. And Dell shares are under pressure after announcing a cut to its full-year revenue forecast. Sales for the tech giant missed expectations during the second quarter. Though Dell has seen a rise in corporate sales, demand from consumers and the government is slowing. The company's CFO says consumers are a particular challenge, but it is gaining market share for those higher-priced computers. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
California's left-wing legislators are trying to pass more than six new anti-gun bills this year alone. We need your help to stop them. Gun Owners of California is fighting to protect your Second Amendment rights. Here's how you can help. Attend the annual fundraising dinner at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson on Friday, August 19th. Enjoy a great prime rib dinner, raffle, and auction, all starting at 5 p.m. in the Fusaro Hall at the fairgrounds. Win guns and other prizes and enjoy the company of fellow pro-gun Americans. Plus, find out what Gun Owners of California is doing to elect more pro-gun candidates to the state legislature in the 2012 election. You can make your reservation for the Reading dinner by calling 916-984-1400 or download the registration form on the website at www.gunownersca.com. Don't miss out on this chance to become a member of Gun Owners of California and help protect your Second Amendment. Get your tickets today, www.gunownersca.com, or call Julie at 916-984-1400.
The only diamond too big is the one on the other woman's hand. The Goldmart Annual Estate Sale. Going on now with free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Getting a good night's sleep is critical to your well-being. Purchase a new Natura Latex All-Organic Mattress from Crisson's Mattress Gallery and you'll wake up every morning refreshed and ready to take on the day. And right now, with your Natura mattress purchase, we'll pay the sales tax. At Crisson's Mattress Gallery, you'll find this amazing mattress priced so affordable you'll wonder why you didn't purchase it years ago. And we'll pay the sales tax. 12 months no interest OAC, free local delivery of free bed frame, and free haul away of your old mattress. Locally owned Crisson's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue. As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds. The Goldmart Annual Estate Sale, going on now. Open Saturdays through August. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media, and your alternative for everything else right here. Great talk, great guest, great community shows. This is KCNR 1460.
And we are streaming live.
This is your
live.
Station. We're streaming live. We're phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And our guest.
Good morning.
Is
Good
Gary
morning,
Catt.
Gary.
Welcome back, Gary. Gary is our personal representative, our personal hitman that goes to the city council. And he's not missed a city council meeting since 1879. And has been there, and he comes back with just great information and some things that people should really know about. So good morning again, Gary.
Well, good morning. The meeting started off last night. George Clark, a citizen in the community, stepped forward during the open comment period and was mentioning that the use of volunteers for the police and fire department. And he was just bringing that forward to bring it into the consciousness of the council. And I think he did a really good job of something that probably needs to be considered. Then also we got into the closed session item, which is 9B on the agenda, and it was whether they were going to move the closed session to start at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and then run until when they finished and then start the city council meeting at 6 o'clock. And there were several different options brought forward. I went forward and spoke and thought that it would be a good idea to go back to starting the city council meeting at 7 o'clock, as what we did here a couple of years ago. And then they were able to have a closed session that started anywhere from 5:15 to 6 o'clock, closed session, start the meeting at 7, and if there was work still be done in a closed session, go into closed session again after the regular meeting was over with. That idea didn't really float. So what they've done is they're going to leave things the way it is now, and closed session will be at the end of the regular session. And I usually stay there and wait and to hear what happens. And now they
that
will.
That thing can go on to midnight, though, right?
Well, they've done that before, but yeah. It depends upon how late the council meeting itself goes and then what's on the agenda for closed
session. One of the things they talked about was it was the cost of keeping somebody there on overtime. You know, to me, it seems like, the answer to that is you put somebody as a manager on there, or you bring in somebody late that day. You know, instead of them coming in at 8 in the morning, hadn't you have them bring them in at, like, noontime?
Well, let them stay. It was mentioned, it seems, that I go to all the city council meetings, missed one since 07, and I've stayed there to closed session, I would sort of be the room monitor. And don't know if that's going to come to pass, but I am always there. But the mayor mentioned it. But anyway, they will go into closed session. Now when they come back out, they will come back out. At least a majority of the council will come back out and report whether there was action or was not action. And if there was action, they'll come out and give the motion and then give the votes on the motion. Give the motion the second and then the votes on it. So we, the people, will know what the issue was and what's going on in the back room. Then we move forward to the Reading Electric Utility. Electric Utility's monthly financial report was given by Paul Hooser, which is leaving the city of Reading. I think he's going up to
Trinity.
To Trinity, yes.
To Weaverville.
And last night was his last meeting, and he gave the monthly financial report. And also, while he gave the report, he also introduced one of the employees for REU, Elizabeth Hadley. And Elizabeth came forward and was speaking about cap and trade, AB 32, SB 375, and how it affects REU. Well, once they started talking, that hit a trigger button with me, because I've been watching the Regional Climate Action Plan that is being worked on by the Shasta Air Quality Management District. And the board on this district is the Board of Supervisors. And there's some real problems with this. I've been doing a lot of studying on it and have a lot of their information. And they're going to be putting retrofits into place. In other words, you want to sell your home. If it's pre-1980, you're going to have to put in double-pane windows. They want you to put
Wait a minute. Wait. They can force you to put in double-pane windows? If I sell my home, who was built in 1941, and then I sell it next year, let's say, I've got to put in double-pane windows?
And you'll also have to possibly put in a solar hot water heater. They want you to change your landscape.
How can they force you to do that?
Well, this is under the AB 32 and SB 375 and coming the climate action plan. I got 21 pages of their reports right here in my hand. We don't really have time this morning to go into it, but they're going to put together a climate action plan. Then they're going to take the climate action plan to the four, what they call jurisdictions, or the three cities and the county. It'll be presented to city councils. When the city council votes, if they vote to accept this plan, it is incorporated into that entity's general plan.
So they don't have to.
If there's a conflict between the general plan and the climate action plan trumps the general plan. So what I'm saying is we the people, I spoke again last night as well as I did back last January the 18th, we need to stand up and we need to have this stuff videoed. When they have their meetings, we should have them videoed to where we the people can see what's going on. This is going to affect our very lives. They're talking about travel trips. They're talking about improvement of homes. And they're talking about that you could possibly have to spend, say, $10,000-$12,000 on your home when you try to sell it. And if you do, we'll just put a line on your property tax, and you can pay for it that way through this PACE program that the state's got going.
Okay, let's take a quick break, and we've got people on the line when we come back. And if you just hang on until we do our commercials here, John, we'll open this up to you. You know, not only that, but we want to talk about the fact is that the estimated $12 million cost for electricity was also overestimated. It's really $3 or $4 million because of the great hydro year we had and how what effect that can possibly have on our rates. This is Carl Linda Bott, 7:41 in the morning on August the 17th, 67 degrees out there. This is Free Fire Radio.
Take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palosidro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palosidro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Rye Creek Station is cooking again. Stop in for breakfast between 7 and 11 Monday through Friday. Bring along your veteran's photo ID and get an additional 10% off anything on the breakfast menu. Prices start at just $3.99. A 6-ounce New York steak with eggs is just $7.50. Biscuits and gravy, omelets, eggs Benedict, and more. Terrific values on dinner every night from 5 to 9, and now on breakfast too at Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista. 8 minutes from I-5 on Highway 299, just east of Deschutes Road and across from the fire station.
Bingo is giving back at Wind River Casino. Wind River. Play for local charity. Play double action bingo only $3 a game with a chance at $500. 10% of all double action sales goes to Anderson Chamber of Commerce. Over $100,000 cash guaranteed, plus $5,000 free slot play given away every month while you play for Anderson Chamber of Commerce. You only have to be 18 to play. Hands-free electronic bingo available. Call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com.
Check us out on Facebook.
It's better on the river. Bingo is better on the river, paying out over $100,000 guaranteed cash monthly.
100 large.
Plus $5,000 free slot play. $12,000 and $20,000 monthly sessions. Play our hottest new bingo game. $10,000 Super Bingo Coverall. The games keep going and the jackpots keep growing. Play bingo at Wind River Casino. You only have to be 18 to play high-stakes Indian bingo. Call 1-800-280-UWIN.
1-800-280-UWIN.
Or log on to windriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Better on the river.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Inside of Tobacco and Brew is Espresso Joe's. Don't forget Oreo Blast, $3.50 all month long. And, of course, they just got back from Las Vegas where they went to the cigar show. So through October 30th, they're offering some new cigars at 15% off. And check it out, Joe and Shelley over at Tobacco and Brew and all of the stuff with the girls and Espresso Joe's. Tobacco and Brew, Hilltop Drive.
And on the 25th, they're having a big cigar event right there at Tobacco and Brew. And Oliva Cigars is going to be there talking about their cigars, talking about all those other things that go along with it, great raffle items, all types of things
free
going on there.
Free event from 6:30 to 8:30.
Free event.
Let's get to the phones. John, you're welcome. You're live on the air.
Good morning, Linda. Nice to have you here today.
Thank you.
Carl and Bad Bob and Gary, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine.
I haven't seen you in so long.
Been a while.
Yeah. Okay. RCA has a plan that is not their obvious mission statement. Gary, do you feel that the SAC cap and trade is the opening shot at making individual family dwellings as the primary housing element cease and a more communal care living and transportation system take over and kind of contain the people in a more readily controllable environment?
Exactly. That's exactly what's happening. The thing with it is right now this morning we're not going to be able to really talk about the issue totally, but there's a whole scenario of what's going on here. I attended a meeting back on May the 11th, and received some of the air quality management district's information that they're putting together. And at that time, they were going to be talking to the cities and the county at one time. Now I understand they're going to be talking to them individually. So there'll be Redding meetings, Shasta Lake meetings, Anderson, and then county meetings. And from putting this stuff together and reading through the information, there's real problems with what's going on. They want to go by 2020. They want to take us back to 1990 levels, and there was a video back in the city council meeting of January the 18th, where Mr. Dickerson or Mr. Bassetti was asking some real pointed questions to Russ Mull from the county, and those answers were coming out. How are we going to be able to continue to grow if we're going to cut back on our greenhouse gas levels to 1990 levels? And actually, the answer wasn't an answer. And by looking at what's going on, we've got some real problems. And what I'm saying, when I'm bringing this issue forward, is I believe this information needs to be made public, and we in the public need to know what's going on so that we can have our voice heard instead of waiting until the time when this issue comes before, say, this Redding City Council.
Where can we find a schedule of those meetings, Gary?
Well, you can go to the, according to Mr. Mull, you can go to the Shasta Air Quality Management Board website, and they'll be listed there. The problem is they haven't had any meetings since the middle of, I think the last one they had with the city of Redding was back in the middle of June,
Or any published meetings.
And, they haven't had any. I'm understanding they're going back and redoing some of the information they had. I think some of the transportation information from the Shasta County Regional Transportation Agency is they're going to have to go back and redo it. They got a little aggressive the first time around using 07-08
figures. One of the reasons that we're losing businesses at such a rapid rate, too, is what's going on with SB 32 and these about the cost of electricity going up because we're going so much green that the cost of electricity is just going to keep getting astronomical if you've got a company here.
And you talk about green companies. I think it was Green Technology back in the East Coast somewhere, Massachusetts possibly. They're the largest green company in America, and they just went bankrupt yesterday.
Oh.
So where are we going with this green stuff? Is the green stuff actually making the money that these governments and the president have been talking about, that, oh, green is the way to go, and this is where we're going to make the money? Are these green companies actually making money? Are they surviving?
Gary, it was suggested that largest green company went bankrupt, as they did, because they were living totally on government grants, and once the grants ran out, they had no business model that would bring in income of anything at all. They were giving their products away.
So that means that
based on the endowment from the federal government.
Right. And the same thing with the Climate Action Plan is being funded through the air quality and RTPA by, guess what, government grants. So we're right back to the same thing we're talking about here. And these issues that are coming up, that in their own paperwork, they talk about that if these retrofits for homes, for instance, aren't mandatory and they don't get the positive movement they're expecting, then they'll just make them, voluntary. And if they don't get the movement they want, then they'll push them into being mandatory.
Well, and the thing is we got to take a break right after this. But, you know, and the point is that hey, it's going to cost you $15,000 to put all this stuff in your house. I mean, just to say it's an air conditioning system is $12,000, and then you've got to put in double pane windows, and if you've got a lot of windows in your house, I mean, you're talking about thousands of dollars here to people that are selling their homes, and you know it can be the buyer that does that, but then the buyer's just going to say, "Oh, fine, but I'm not going to pay for this." You know,
well,
they're going
to
take
mind,
it
I'd
off.
I'd like to stay around till after the break. I have one more thing I'd like to talk to Gary about.
Well,
got any
money?
Huh? Yeah, I guess.
Okay, John. All right. Yeah, because one of the things I want to talk about is with the $12 million and it's changed from $12 million. Yeah, the $12 million.
Yes, that's what I was going to talk about. If you're going to do it, I'll get off the air.
Well, okay, that's what I wanted to talk about.
Good.
And you can stay on the air, John. It's okay.
All right.
Carl and the Bot. This is Free Fire Radio.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Sandy Passaro with Accelerated Mortgage. Sandy, you're a CARS customer. How long have you been coming to CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog?
You know, I've been bringing my vehicles to California Auto Repair and Smog for about 9 years.
Wow.
My cars have always run well. They have all of the preventative maintenance done on them, and I can rely on California Auto Repair and Smog to let me know when it's time to bring my vehicle in.
Thank you, Sandy. That's terrific.
traffic.
And now that you have the concierge service, it's so convenient to be able to call and say, I need my car serviced, but I don't have a ride. It's an awesome service.
Well, thank you, Sandy. We know you're busy with your mortgage business.
Thank you so much.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, beat that drum. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. 7:55 in the morning, 67 degrees. Carl and Linda Bott, August the 17th. 605-4567 is our phone lines. KCNR 1460 is where we're chatting and streaming. Our guest is Gary Cadd. Sheriff Basinko is on deck out there. We just saw him. Gary, okay, the thing came out when REU, Paul Hoosier, gave his last talk, is that one of the things they said was that hydro was so good this year that they estimated there was going to be $12 million in cost, you know, for electricity because of hydro. But then hydro was so good this year, they dropped that from $12 million to $3 to $4 million.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an $8 million swing right there. Any questions to the council about then, you know, since we've already had two of the rate hikes, is there any chance that the third rate hike that takes place in December will not take place because, you know, we made more, you know, it didn't cost us as much?
Well, John Dixon went forward and asked that question, and he...
John, are you still on the line? John, are you still there?
Doesn't sound like it.
Sounds like he's gone.
But he went forward and asked that question.
Good question, John.
And the thing with it is, again, like you just said, there were three individual increases coming. We've had two of them so far, and the third one will be this next December. Now, will REU and city staff say, okay, we're going to forego this rate this year because of the good water year we had? And see what happens. But staff didn't say a word about it. I mean, there was nothing from Mr. Hoosier and staff itself. Mr. Starman never said anything about it.
Who's taking Hoosier's place?
I'm not really sure who's taking.
I thought it was
place.
The assistant city manager was going to move over there.
Well, you know, I would doubt that because not that Barry Tippin's not an able fellow, but he came from Caltrans, and I don't know that he has the electrical background.
Okay, I think they've announced who was going to be taking, at least for the interim. Anyway, hey, John's back on the phone. Hey, John.
Hey, Carl. Listen, my biggest concern and my biggest problem with that rate situation was, besides the fact that they had made up the $9 million because of hydroelectric, and the answer to me and my question from Paul Hoosier was that they couldn't base increases on one good year. But the fact is, they did base the increases on one bad year.
Mm-hmm.
My major issue was we didn't have one city council person question that. Not one. They didn't have a word to say about the fact that there has been almost a 50% rate increase, and here where there's an opportunity to give some consideration to the ratepayer, not one word of consideration was given. Nothing.
Well, you know, John, at times, I'm going to have to say this, at times there's five folks sitting up there, and I sit out in the audience, as I know you sit out in the audience, and I know that questions come to mind. I go, wait a minute, there's a question here. And you wonder why
is it just you and I coming up with questions? But it seems like that the city council doesn't question staff enough. And I'm not talking about raking them over the coals or giving them a bad time, but there's just honest questions that should be asked.
Well, you're much nicer than I am, Gary. I think they should be raked over the coals, because the only questions that seem to get asked are the ones that they are prompted to ask by staff.
Yeah, and it just...
Not of their own volition.
And another thing is times when people get up and speak, and I don't mean mainly me, but I mean there's a lot of people that speak. When they speak, they should generate questions, and it seems like there's never questions asked.
Well, hey, John, we're out of here.
Okay, I appreciate the time. And we have some major issues with city council that needs to be addressed. The whole board is not
elections,
doing their job.
Elections this year.
All right.
Or next year,
right,
I'm sorry. Okay. All right, we've got like 30 seconds left. Well, you know, our guest has been Gary Cadd, and Tom Basinko, Sheriff Tom Basinko, is standing by right after this.
Tom is right outside.
Thanks a lot, Gary. Goodbye, y'all.
All right, thanks so much for sharing with us what happened last night. We're going to take a break here, and coming up, Fox News. This is Carla Linda Bott here on KCNR. You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It's back to class, but not necessarily school in Joplin, Missouri.
It will be different.
He would be going to Joplin High School, but it was destroyed in the May tornado that tore the city apart, killing 160 people. Some classes are at an old retail store, others held in an industrial park.
We're going to be getting laptops, so that's going to be pretty good luxury for us.
Computers donated by the United Arab Emirates. President Obama says he gets it.
Until you have a job, that's the only job plan you want to hear about is when you're going to be employed.
But next month, he's planning a major speech detailing a new jobs plan. Republicans counter he's done that before, many times unsuccessfully. Today, he wraps up his bus tour in Illinois. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper live at Atkinson.
Dave, only two more stops left on the president's Midwest bus tour, this corn seed factory here in Atkinson, and then a farm in Alpha, Illinois. Republicans and Tea Party members who've shown up at some of these bus stops call President Obama a one-term president. But when asked whether they think President Obama could win a second time, folks in this small farm town say,
"Yes, I do. I sure hope so. I sure hope so.
Yes, he better. I'm praying for him. You and me both."
The president heads back to Washington, D.C. tonight. Dave?
Jennifer, warning. Graphic images on packs of cigarettes can damage free speech. That's what tobacco companies claim, taking the government to court. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live in Washington.
The FDA is requiring cigarette makers to add new warning labels to their products. Pictures of diseased lungs, throats, and corpses.
Non-factual cartoon images and controversial photographs that have been technologically manipulated to maximize an emotional response from viewers.
David Howard, a spokesperson for R.J. Reynolds Tobacco, one of four companies now suing the FDA over the new warning labels. The administration says it won't comment on ongoing litigation. Dave?
Jared, a breakthrough battling the deadliest form of skin cancer. The FDA has approved a new drug by Roche and a test to screen patients for gene mutation that the drug treats. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
The majority of Americans live within 5 miles of a Radio Shack, which means you're really close to an enormous deal on portable power products. What do I mean by enormous exactly? Savings up to 50%. That kind of deal deserves one of those monster truck voices.
Save on extra battery life for your phone. Save on extra power for your other portable electronic devices. Save up to 50%.
Okay, that's not the best monster truck voice, but you get the idea. Save on portable power at Radio Shack.
Save 20 to 50% on select portable power products in store through 8/2011.
We don't get many second chances. This one could save your life. A TIA, or transient ischemic stroke, is a mini stroke. Symptoms usually go away within 24 hours and you feel fine again. But if you don't get to a stroke center or hospital fast, you risk a full-fledged stroke that can change your life forever. Don't take that chance. Contact National Stroke Association at 1-800-STROKES or visit stroke.org and find out more about recognizing stroke symptoms fast. Do it now, while there's still time.
Nearly 10 years after 9/11, Homeland Security Secretary Jen Napolitano says America is safer.
There is no question but that our country is stronger and more secure against that type of attack than it was a decade ago.
And she's urging the private sector to get more involved in security. This as President Obama says a growing concern is how to prevent a lone wolf terror attack like the recent one in Norway. A terror plot busted up in Spain just before Pope Benedict's visit tomorrow. Police say a Mexican chemistry student wanted to attack anti-Pope protesters, though it's not clear if he was actually ready and able to carry out any attack. In Britain, more than 1,000 rioters and looters have been charged in last week's deadly chaos. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklyn live in London.
And a quarter of those 1,000 charged are under 18 years old. Two men jailed for urging Facebook users to go looting. They named a place and a time, and for that they're sentenced to 4 years in jail. London's police chief says cops are still trying to identify looters, muggers and arsonists, and he's urging people to rat them out, just as several parents have done of their looter children. The streets here are now quiet, but elsewhere in Europe overnight, rioting in Sweden's second city, Gothenburg. Dave?
Alistair, the drought that has Texas bone dry is costing farmers big time. Agriculture officials estimate crop and livestock losses at a record $5.2 billion in the state, and they could keep going up. Oklahoma's been hit hard, too.
And there unfortunately is still no rain in the forecast through this weekend. If anything, maybe isolated stuff, nothing that will be enough to really bring a relief to the drought conditions across the region.
Fox meteorologist Maria Molina. In East Africa, drought there is expanding and malnourished kids are pouring into feeding centers in Ethiopia, where it's estimated 250,000 people need food aid. Somalia has also been hit hard by the drought and famine. On Wall Street, the Dow on the rise, up 71 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. 8:05 in the morning, August the 17th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You get in there in the chat room, as so many have. Sun and Indy and JRD, Sharon, Angel, there's a lot of people in there. What are we talking about?
About a lot of changes, and of course, you know, if the Chamber of Commerce has a big barbecue every year, and they're changing it, this year's event is the 26th version. It's called the Awards of Distinction. And that's going to take place August 26th at the Turtle Bay Exploration Park. It's not just changing the branding, but we're changing the actual event, said Scott Putnam, who is the CEO of Apex Technology, and he's Reading chairman of the Chamber's board. They're trying to, you know, it's like a lot of things. It's taking what has been and changing things, and I'm not throwing any mud, or I'm not slinging any mud, but it seems that... Can we take this package, take off the package, take off the wrapping paper, and just kind of reuse the wrapping paper just because people, it just makes a connotation of it being new?
Well, I think they took the name industrial off it, and because they didn't feel like that was the proper, you know, what they were doing, and that was just a name on it. But you're right, you know, when, you know, you change it, and then people are used to seeing something for 26 years.
Well, they're saying it needs to be revamped, but yeah, this is what's happening with.
Change,
and I'm not
change
saying
is
this
good.
Change is good, but what happens is everything's. It's just okay. Is it me? I'd love to hear from our listeners. Is it me, or is it truly in the last 3 weeks? I guess maybe since the stock market plummeted, that change is everywhere. Your familiarity of places are closing. It just feels like what's familiar. I suppose you can get, you know, you can still walk barefoot in your backyard and it feels like, oh, that's familiar. Or, you know, you get to walk on the trail and you have some familiarity. But there's so much change. And I know change is good and change is positive. Obviously, we just talked with Gary Catt about, wow, I mean, there's like a friction, huge friction that's happening right now. We need to come to some kind of place where we can have some peacefulness and serenity. And you know, I do get the highway patrol and the police will send I get a notice of robberies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, last night, yesterday afternoon, and so with us this morning, and we're talking about safety and what we can do to really you know, be on top of what's going on in our community. As our wonderful Sheriff Tom Basanko, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Linda. Hi, Carl.
How are you doing?
Good.
Yeah, there's a lot of things changing. We want to talk about that. We want to talk about realignment still, because now we're just starting to see things in the paper, how it's going to happen. I know you've got some subjects you want to talk about that are probably near and dear to your heart.
Yeah, and some of those are regarding realignment, the prisoner shift, parole shift, and I saw your paper earlier. It's all highlighted with different news clips and issues.
Yeah, well, we take that and we try to figure on things that could be interesting. But I tell you what, we're going to take a break. But before we do that, we're going to go to Wells Fargo, and Rocky, our representative over there, the Wells Fargo representative to us.
What's going on?
Well, this morning, improved earnings. The nation's retailers are giving stock indexes a lift. Target and Staples led a parade of retailers posting profits that were better than analysts expected. Target jumped $2.63 to $52, and Staples gained 91 cents to $15.14. A report on wholesale prices suggested inflation, while subdued, may be on the rise. July producer price index increased 0.2%, higher than expected, led by higher prices for tobacco, trucks, and pharmaceuticals. The report showed fuel costs decreased 0.6%, which is a positive for consumers. Dow is currently up 73 points at 11,479, NASDAQ up 7 points at 2,530, and the S&P 500 is now up 8 points at 1,201. Oil's gained $1.70 to $88 a barrel. Gold now down 16 cents at $1,786, and silver's up 39 cents at $40.25 an ounce. Well, that's the market for now. This is Rocky Henderson at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Rocky. And, we continue that little up and down, but it looks like gold and silver are still going there. And, of course, the price of oil goes up and down. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. But right before we do that, it's just our guest today is Sheriff Tom Basenko. We're going to be talking realignment. We're going to be talking budget questions. We're going to be talking about a number of things, including in the release of prisoners. This just came through, Tom. Will there be any illegals be released to come back to us?
Good question. We'll address that.
That's a real good question. That's Carl and Linda Bott. 8:10 in the morning on August the 17th. It's 75 degrees out there, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Hi, folks. Bob Dunlap, Chester County Veteran Service Officer. If you're the surviving spouse of a war-era veteran, you may be eligible for a pension from the Department of Veterans Affairs. This is sometimes known as the widow's pension. The benefit is designed to provide assistance for a surviving spouse with limited income and significant out-of-pocket, unreimbursed medical expenses. There are many individuals, businesses, and organizations which advertise that they assist with obtaining these kinds of benefits. Please be sure of two things before accepting assistance. Number one, be sure whomever provides your assistance is accredited by the VA. And number two, you should never have to pay for assistance in obtaining your VA benefits. Your Shasta County Veterans Service Office is here to help. We're accredited and there is never a charge for our services. For more information on how we can help, please call us at 225-5616.
Join us this summer at Wind River Casino and play the Fat Boy Fever Swipe to Win giveaway. The more you play, the more chances you have to win a 2011 Harley-Davidson Fat Boy. Giving away over $20,000 in prizes, Wind River Casino offers the largest selection of gaming in Northern California, with new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Swipe to win and play to win. Just use your free River Club card daily. Don't have a River Club card? Don't wait in line. You can register online for your new River Club card and get free play. The rewards are endless. Ask about double entry bonuses. Don't miss your chance to win free slot play and free gas at weekly drawings on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The big giveaway is on Thursday, September 29th, where you can ride off on your very own 2011 Harley-Davidson Fat Boy. Win a motorcycle that moves you. For more information on Wind River's Fat Boy Fever Swipe to Win promotion, log on to windriver.com or check us out on Facebook. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your 2011 Harley-Davidson Fat Boy from Redding Harley-Davidson. It's better on the river.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
When Chamber members tell us why they belong to the Chamber, they say things like, the Chamber helps me grow my business. Chambers like my own private marketing department helping me find customers. They keep me in touch with other member businesses that may turn out to be vendors from whom I can find high-quality product. Some of them even become customers of my own. Chamber provides these opportunities through our publications, events, seminars, literature distribution, and other programs. The mission of the Chamber is to stimulate a business climate in which our members grow their businesses. If you're a business owner in the Reading area, call us today at 225-4433 or visit our website at readingchamber.com for more information on how we can partner with you and your company's success.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. Carl Mandabot, 8:14 in the morning on August the 17th. Something we were talking about yesterday, we had Assemblyman Dan Logue on, and Dan Logue is the, his district, you know, with the redistricting, would be in our district. And maybe it wasn't clear yesterday, and that's why I'm trying to do it twice today, is to say this, is that this is not going to change. Redistricting, nothing would take place till December of 2012, after the election. After the election, and if Logue was not reelected, it wouldn't be him. It would be whoever it is, as is Doug LaMalfa is still our senator until December of 2012. So we wanted to do is introduce the different people that are out there right now who would be in our districts if it continued and if they won the election. But there's a lot of time in between there. Okay, let's go to the phones. Jay, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you today?
Great.
I'm peachy, Jay. Was that clear as mud?
Keeping positive?
Oh, yeah. I had a question for the sheriff. I had heard that the gentleman who was shot, Mr. Wilson, Ken Wilson, had been in the jail just a few weeks before he was shot. But yet the report said that they'd been trying to get him on a warrant. So is that true that he was actually in the jail and been released, and then they came to get him later?
I don't have any information on that. He was being sought in connection of being arrested on some warrants. Our case is still under investigation. We anticipate shipping it to the district attorney possibly this week and then for his review. And then when he makes his decision, we'll probably have a press conference on that.
Because if he had been in the jail and then released for some weird reason, and then they chased him down for a warrant, that doesn't make any sense. But, of course, my information could have been wrong, so I figured I could talk to the sheriff. That's your purview, right?
Yeah, and I'm kind of limited on what I can say right now since the case is an investigation, but that is new information to me. So I would say
information might have been wrong.
It could have been, yeah.
Thank you, Sheriff. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks for calling in, Jay. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Jeff. Okay, Tom. The article in the newspaper today said is that we are, the state of California, is on time, maybe not for this year, to be releasing these 32,000 prisoners under realignment.
Mm-hmm.
We've had, you know, we've talked with Chief Hansen, we've talked with the public defender, we've talked with the head probation officer, and the fact is that there's a committee that's, you know, I believe you're a member of that committee.
That's correct, yeah.
On what we're going to do with the possible, I think it was 25 to 35 that would arrive, could arrive on October 1st.
Monthly, about 20 to 30 a month.
Right.
Have there been some that have been released now that are in town?
Well, there's releases all the time coming from prison, but under this realignment plan, that will take effect October 1. We anticipate getting our first parolee that'll be the charge of the county, supervised by mainly probation. Around the middle of October, and the probation has already got some preliminary paperwork and notice of that first person coming in. And Carl's right, there's some, we've done some committee meetings and work. It's the community corrections planning, and then there's an executive committee. Myself and my staff sit on both committees, and then we're planning on how do we deal with this influx of new responsibilities, both for incarceration and for supervision.
Well, does the I know that there's money that's attached to this so far.
There is some funding.
Do y'all have a plan that's now that says, hey, you know, on this day this is going to start. We're going to add these people and all these things because we're talking about less than 2 months out before our first visitors come in for Christmas.
That's correct. That plan is being developed as we speak. I have another meeting on it today. There's many stakeholders, both from the private sector and from the public sector. So you have mental health, drug and alcohol, public health. You have the public defender, district attorney, sheriff, chief of police, chief probation officer, a representative for the Board of Supervisors. And then we'll look at private sector as well as the stakeholders that could be impacted there, whether it be housing, because somewhere you have to house some of these people, and other treatment programs for education. Most of them don't have a GED or high school diploma. So there's a lot of issues there that we're addressing. Some of the other counties are a little bit ahead of us, mainly the larger counties, because they have the staffing that they're able to put towards it. San Francisco already has their community corrections plans developed and submitted and approved by the Board of Supervisors. We, Shasta County, had a preliminary one developed well before this happened in 1996. So we're looking at that. We're looking at San Francisco's plan. And then we're having our meetings and tailoring, identifying the issues and tailoring some of those things to us. Funding will be a huge issue because for funding, the county is only getting about $3 million. And if somebody goes, wow, $3 million, that's a lot of money. It is. But when you look at this housing and incarceration and treatment programs, it's not enough. Just to open the floor of the jail and maintain it and operate it for a year is about $2 million. If we get our work release program fully staffed and operational again, that's $800,000. Well, I can't reasonably expect that I would take $2.8 million of the $3 million we're getting, because that's only going to leave $200,000 for housing, programming, drug treatment, education. That's not reasonable. So
can't,
we're going to
can't we treat them on the third floor of the jail?
We could, but
I mean, you've got them kind of in a controlled atmosphere, and they're not on the street.
That is, but incarceration isn't the answer for every offender.
That's true. I was being facetious.
But, I mean, it's for some, but you have to have the carrot of being able to complete drug and alcohol programs, and then the stick comes in. If you fail or don't comply, you're incarcerated for that reminder. And that's what's one of the missing components is that part for the jail because of our...
We don't have a jail.
Well, we have a jail, but it's limited. Cool. It's always full.
That's right. Well,
and that's the problem, whether you're in Los Angeles County, the sheriff was speaking in regards to that, or here in Shasta County, because of closures of jails or floors of jails and the limited funding, which the counties have ended up being stripped away because of state budget issues and the lack of revenue coming in.
Okay. Hey, we got to take a quick break here. Carl Lindebaut, our guest is Sheriff Tom Basenko. We're talking realignment, and we're the our first group of returnees from the state prisons are going to be in October, maybe mid-October, maybe earlier. It may just be a bunch of them for Halloween. Who knows? Carl Lindebaut, this is Free Fire Radio.
Today, four-door crew cabs are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don's Deck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of small machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got larger. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hey, Linda, let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. You know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
Hi, I'm Frank Galusha, your host for My Outdoor Buddy Radio from 6 to 7 Saturday mornings here at KCNR, 1460 AM. Our show is packed with fishing, hunting, and outdoor news you can use. All brought to you by The Fly Shop, Rolling Hills Casino, Sevillano Links, Clear Creek Sports Club, MyOutdoorBuddy.com, and many other fine sponsors. Tune in My Outdoor Buddy Radio every Saturday morning right here at 1460 AM for the latest fishing, hunting, and outdoor news.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl and Linda Bob. 8:25 in the morning. Linda's over here doing jumping
chasing
jacks.
Chasing butterflies.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, look, this portion of the show is brought
imaginary.
To you by Advantage Eye Care. But you know they were imaginary.
No, those are
floaters.
It's
not because of
I'm sorry, you got to keep it light here. 8:24 in the morning, 75 degrees.
This portion of the show brought to you by Advantage Eye Care. Dr. Joseph Leah, 1751 Hartnell Avenue, 223-2325. Our optometrist, he's been in Reading for over 20 years. He's got the latest design and progressive lenses, on-site lab. He'll work with you on insurance. His staff is very professional, friendly. He's got glasses for the whole family. He can do exams on people of all ages and children. And you need to give him a call because you've only got two eyes. You want to have somebody take care of him that knows what he's doing. That's Dr. Joseph Leah, 223-2325.
Yes.
Our guest is Sheriff Tom Basenko.
And we are chatting here at KCNR1460. It's really hard for me. I'm not a multitasker. I was just chatting back in the chat room, and they're saying it scrolls by so fast that maybe they can instant message me. And so let's try that.
Okay. Now, Tom, when we were talking about it, one of the comments that flowed through here was, no place to put them, nobody to watch them. Bigger homeless population, everything you've talked about. Does this mean we're going to have a surge in crime?
I think there will be an uptick. That was also on the LA Times within the last 2 days. I was reading that, and it makes sense. Some of the things that we've seen over the last few years is maybe a little bit of a decline in crime, at least here locally. But we also think that that's a somewhat of a false number, because people don't report some of the minor stuff. Major stuff gets reported, but sometimes people go, oh, you know, the officers are too busy, I'm not going to call in. That gets unreported, and so then it gives a false statistical data of the unreported crime. It shows that crime is down, when in really it could be upticked.
Okay.
But yeah, more criminals on the street, less places to put them, less officers. Kind of makes sense. There could be an uptick. We'll have to see in the next year or so.
Now, one of the things you were talking about is the camps.
Right, the work camps.
Work camps.
Prison work camps. They do the prisoners there, the inmates do a very vital job, but those are low-level offenders, and now those are going to be shifted to county responsibility, not the work camps, but the inmates. And so the prison system is saying, hey, sheriffs, we'll make you a really good deal. You can rent beds from us. Because we need the low-level offenders. We can't put the high-level offenders out of the max security prisons there. But where the county's going to get the money for renting of the bed space? We're all pretty strapped, whether it be L.A. or Shasta. So our state sheriff's association and police groups are working with CDCR on trying to come up with a way. Maybe it should be reversed. Hey, state, we have your low-level offenders. Maybe you should be paying the counties to fill up your beds, so that you can have these inmates to do conservation work and firefighting.
Well, I think that's a good idea. I mean, you know what? And we go back to Crystal Creek, right?
Mm-hmm.
That to me seemed like a success, and yet that was one of the first projects closed down.
It was. When it was a men's camp, it was closed in about 1992 or 3.
Mm-hmm.
Very successful, and they did firefighting and conservation
work, much like the state ones does. We had a partnership with, at that time, California Division of Forestry, which eventually became Cal Fire. And then it was closed for a number of years, and it reopened under probation's charge as a juvenile detention facility. And they had some very successful work up there as a kind of like a boot camp. And then they had a food service culinary project for the young men up there, and they did some spectacular work and food services there, yeah, and teaching them kind of a little bit of a trade.
I was up there a couple of times looking at, you know, as a substitute teacher, and they were learning. They had actually had classes. They had things that they were learning, and it was they were all seemed to be moving forward in a positive sense.
Mm-hmm. It was a great program. Juvenile Hall has classes for the detainees there. We have classes in the jail where people can get their GED and high school diploma, mm-hmm, or work towards it. I just attended a graduation ceremony in the jail. They didn't have caps and gowns, and we didn't play pomp and circumstance. But about 11 people received their GED and high school diploma from taking courses offered by the Anderson Union High School District, a partnership that we have with them and the Smart Center for classes.
So it wasn't the song, the class song wasn't Set Me Free, or the Wings of Eagles or something like that.
Yeah, Creedence Clearwater Freebird or something like that. And we didn't have a class valedictorian, but it was still good that these men and women were working.
It was, you know, that's
getting
a
their
positive
GED
sense.
Because how can you expect to get a job if you don't have a good diploma or a good reading ability somehow
or
to survive.
The ability to finish something.
Yes.
That's the big thing. Okay, we've got to take a break for the news. Our guest, Sheriff Tom Basenko, we're going to come back. We're going to talk about some of the budget things, but also the marijuana bust. Are they helping or are they having any effect at all?
And if you're sending anything in to me at the KCNR, it's working now on the chat room. So,
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Police in Tampa, Florida say they've stopped a student from making a bomb to target the first day of school at Freedom High. A 17-year-old has been arrested.
It's unfortunate that we have a situation like this, but it's more fortunate that we stopped it.
Lewis Brinson of Tampa Police. President Obama says as debt reduction goes, so goes job growth.
If we get that under control, we can actually pay for some additional job programs in the here and now.
Now senior officials tell Fox News that's part of a plan he'll unveil next month.
Aides say the president specifically is going to be pushing that super committee on Capitol Hill to come up with more than the $1.5 trillion in cuts that have already been discussed. A spokesman for House Speaker John Boehner went on Twitter, Brendan Buck, and said, quote, "We really don't need another speech. Seriously, just drop it in the mail. Podium not required."
Fox's Ed Henry in Atkinson, Illinois, covering the last day of the president's bus tour. Fox News. We report, you decide.
The only diamond too big is the one on the other woman's hand. The Goldmart annual estate sale. Going on now with free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Getting a good night's sleep is critical to your well-being. Purchase a new Natura Latex All-Organic Mattress from Crisson's Mattress Gallery and you'll wake up every morning refreshed and ready to take on the day. And right now, with your Natura mattress purchase, we'll pay the sales tax. At Crisson's Mattress Gallery, you'll find this amazing mattress priced so affordable you'll wonder why you didn't purchase it years ago. And we'll pay the sales tax. 12 months no interest OAC, free local delivery of free bed frame, and free haul away of your old mattress. Locally owned Crisson's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue. As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds. The Goldmart Annual Estate Sale, going on now. Open Saturdays through August. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Save the date. Wednesday, August 17th, Discover Health. Join us in this celebration of wellness and preventative health care. The annual Reading Rancheria Health Fair event is on August 17th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event, including school-age children. Vendors will be located in the event center and the Reading Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier life, and much more. Blood Source Mobile on site. blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, hearing, vision, and dental. For more information on this free event, log on to WinRiver.com. Check us out on Facebook or contact Trish Stofers at 530-226-1734. Or better yet, head down to Redding Rancheria and Wind River Casino on August 17th and check out yet another great health fair this year. Presented to you by Redding Rancheria Health Clinic, Redding Rancheria, and Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
If you're looking for natural remedies for your health problems, look no further. East Earth Tradewinds, Redding's most complete herb store, has hundreds of Chinese herbs, books, essential oils, and more. You can also make appointments for acupuncture treatment or oriental therapeutic massage. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Visit us at 144 Hartnell Avenue in the south end of the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center. That's East Earth Tradewinds, 144 Hartnell Avenue in Redding.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and the Bot. 8:35 in the morning, August the 17th, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off Athens Avenue, Cypress Square, take a step back in time. DC Tim and the Man in Black, great haircuts, great prices. Great conversation. It's a place that you can go into and enjoy. Don't worry about getting pedicures, your hair blown dry. It just won't happen. They give discounts to veterans. Man's Last Stronghold. What a great place to go to.
Well, we do have John on the line, and I know that the chat room, we have been asked a few things like illegal criminal dumping, and let's get to answering those questions. And, John, welcome back to the program.
Good morning, Linda. Thank you very much. And I would hold with what I have to say until Tom has an opportunity to answer that question, because I'd like to know, too, what is going to be done with the illegals? I mean, they can't just send them back to the county they got arrested in. Are they going to be deported, Tom, or do you know?
They should be deported. We have not received any information from California Department of Corrections and Rehab, the prison system. But they're here illegally, and then when they've done their time or are set to be released, Immigration, Customs Enforcement, ICE, we call them, mm-hmm. is supposed to be notified, and they're supposed to be deported.
Now, can I ask you then specifically, if, for example, one got released here in Shasta County and you knew he was an illegal immigrant, would you immediately rearrest him and hold him for INS?
What we do is before they're released, we know what their release date is. Mm-hmm. Then we notify ICE, and ICE is supposed to come up and get them. Also, let's say... it was a court proceeding. Maybe the court case was dismissed, and so we were not anticipating that.
Okay.
Then we would hold them under an ICE hold. We'd notify ICE and hold them under an ICE hold until they came up and got them.
That has a nice sound to it, ICE hold.
Yeah, and how many ICE holds can you put in a jail?
We can put them on ICE.
Sorry, I couldn't.
Well, wait a minute. I think it's pretty good. You know, so we can put how many ICE holds in the jail? Hundreds?
Not necessarily
okay,
hundreds, but
we're
having
way too much fun.
But we notify
no,
them.
Not.
We don't release them. It's a crime if they're deported and come back into the United States. It's a federal felony, and they can be incarcerated and prosecuted and held in federal prisons because of that violation.
Not with our current president. Oh, excuse me. Sorry about that.
It is a felony, and then whether the whatever United States attorney, whatever district, chooses to prosecute, that would be a whole other matter.
Quick question, Tom, and then I'm off. There's no jobs in Shasta County for legal, clean citizens. So there's obviously not going to be any for felons, and... it seems to me obvious they're going to revert to survival mode, which is what they did in the past when they can't get legal employment, and this has got to be the biggest recipe for disaster, needs to be addressed. What's the Association of Sheriffs advising, or is it just a nothing can be done, here we go?
Oh, no. Our California State Sheriffs Association, CSSA, is not the type of association to sit back and say, woe is me, or sit on our hands. We've been actively involved right from the beginning and from the last several years regarding this prison overcrowding issue and potential release of prisoners for the last several years. We are actively engaged with the governor's office. We have regular meetings with the governor and with with the secretary of the prison system, Matthew Cate, and we're trying to address this. In fact, we've been having some meetings down in Los Angeles with the sheriff there. He has about 8,000 people that will be returning from prisons. And so there, we are actively engaged, and we're going to have a conference call tomorrow. And then we have a board meeting coming up towards the end of the month, and I know that's going to be a hot topic of discussion there. So we're actively engaged and working on it.
It's nice to have somebody active involved here, Tom. Yeah. Thank you very much. And you know what? It's a shame San Francisco has become a refuge city for felons. They're not even going to have to report to their employers that they're unemployed. I mean,
some of that is by choice. They've become a sanctuary city for illegals. They've chosen not to prosecute certain crimes. And so they've kind of made their bed on some things. Yeah.
Okay,
thanks,
John. Hey, thanks
you
a lot. Hey,
bye, guys.
Okay. Hey, Tom, the Patriot flag
tour.
That's
we were there on first Chico to Redding.
That came up last week, the Harley Owners Group, and you were there when the flag was delivered from Chico Hog to Redding Hog. Excuse me. We went up the next day to Phoenix, Oregon, which is just south of Medford, and delivered the flag to the Phoenix Hog Group. What a great ride. We had about 50 riders, almost 100 people, and we were welcomed there. That flag is taking a tour across the United States, eventually all 48 states, and end up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin at Harley headquarters on Labor Day.
That's right. It's been going since May.
And so the Missing in America Project was involved, Patriot Guard riders, and a lot of
American Legion.
It was a great showing for our veterans.
Harley Owners Group. Yeah, okay. Now, the other thing...
And the flag. That's a big thing, Tom.
That's a fundraiser, and they give money to veterans' families who are having difficulties surviving, or the some that have had loved ones killed and made the sacrifice for our country.
It was a great thing, and there's a lot of people showed up there.
Yeah.
And now the other thing, Gun Owners of California are getting ready to have a dinner here on
Friday
night.
Yeah,
yeah.
It'll be down at Fasaro Hall, and so you can come out and support the Gun Owners of California and help keep our Second Amendment strong. You were talking about Dan Hogue. He's going to be in attendance there as well, so that's good to hear. And I'm sure, you know, usually Jim Nielsen and Doug are either there or the representatives are there, or sometimes they have giveaways.
Yeah, you know, Jim and Doug have been really people that are accessible that we can get to.
Extremely
accessible.
That's
a tough act to follow.
It is.
Okay.
As you are, Tom. It's really nice to know
if you can pick
up the phone and say, hey, I need, you know, get to the source, tell us what's going on, and you guys are just, it's a beautiful thing about living in the North State. We always must remember those are some fabulous qualities about where we live.
That's right. Okay, we've got to take a quick break here. Our guest, Sheriff Tom Basenko, we've been talking about realignment, we've been talking about budgets, we've been talking about illegals being dumped back here, which isn't going to happen. We've been talking about plans, which are happening. Join us after these messages.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
California's left-wing legislators are trying to pass more than six new anti-gun bills this year alone. We need your help to stop them. Gun Owners of California is fighting to protect your Second Amendment rights. Here's how you can help. Attend the annual fundraising dinner at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson on Friday, August 19th. Enjoy a great prime rib dinner, raffle, and auction, all starting at 5 p.m. in the Fusaro Hall at the fairgrounds. Win guns and other prizes and enjoy the company of fellow pro-gun Americans. Plus, find out what Gun Owners of California is doing to elect more pro-gun candidates to the state legislature in the 2012 election. You can make your reservation for the Redding dinner by calling 916-984-1400 or download the registration form on the website at www.gunownersca.com. Don't miss out on this chance to become a member of Gun Owners of California and help protect your Second Amendment. Get your tickets today, www.gunownersca.com, or call Julie at 916-984-1400.
So, Chris, second Tuesday next month is at the post office.
Great! I have some envelopes to mail.
The post office saloon in the downtown mall.
Oh, food! That's a much better idea.
Please join us at the post office saloon on Tuesday, September 13th for great food, good company, and 15% of the proceeds will be donated to Haven Humane Society. It's all about friendship and helping the animals.
Meeting with friends, eating good food, donations to Haven. Who thought up this idea?
Who do you think?
Hi, this is Colonel Pete speaking on behalf of the Shasta Country Military Officers Association. MOA is the nation's largest association of military officers, dedicated to a strong national defense and to protecting the benefits of those who have served. Join us for lunch at our monthly second Monday meeting at noon at the Country Waffle in Redding. For more information, go to ShastaMOAA.com. Shasta Country MOA. Serving those who serve their country.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. 8:45 in the morning. Carl and the Bot, August the 17th.
Hey, we have a special guest that just walked in, and we want to celebrate life and say happy birthday to James Fossen and, of course, his beautiful girlfriend, Lisa. I know it's not your birthday, but you guys, welcome back. You're here from Portland, but first of all, happy birthday, James.
Well, thank you, and it's the birthday that I can't say on the air. Lisa says I can't, but it starts with an F and ends with ifty. So you guys figured it out.
Well, I always say you're fabulous at 50, so there.
So, you know, it's and James and Lisa have played such a big part in our community and relocated up to Portland, but you've still, I mean, we still see your name on Facebook, and you know, you write all the time, and you're just like you're still here.
Well, and it's fun, too, because we'll be up there and be in a certain situation and think of three or four friends that, you know, doggone, they'd be perfect for this, and, you know, and see him. We've had Jim Dyer up, has already been up with us, and who else? Ann Muir came up right before her ordeal in Egypt.
Right, and she was on the show after that.
Yeah.
So, well, we're really happy that you're here, and happy birthday. And
well,
I know you're here kind of, you know, you're helping to take care of a friend that was injured in an ATV accident.
ATV accident, yes.
She was out on the coast and flipped an ATV over on top of herself and broke her hip, ankle, and leg.
Yeah.
And she's, but, you know, nothing internal, no brain or neck type injury.
That's great. Then last night. The electricity goes off, and so you go to open the window, and there's a fire.
There's a forest fire burning out near their house, and Lisa was like, okay, we break her ankles and her knees and her leg, and now we're going to burn down her house. So
Does she owe money to people or something like this? And this is, you know, they sent Guido and the gang out?
Was she visiting you guys when she went on the ATV?
No.
All right. They were in Eureka on the sand dunes.
Oh, okay. That's good. Yeah.
Having some fun and racing fast and...
That's what happens.
Well, we wish you guys happy birthday. On a positive note, you know, of course, we miss you, Lisa, in your theatrical appearances here in the North State. We hope you come back and do a couple shows with us.
I would love to.
You know, Lisa has been studying with an African-American dance teacher who was part of Madonna's troupe for 10-some-odd years, and Celine Dion, who else am I forgetting? Pink,
Nike commercials. She's been on Broadway, all kinds of stuff.
Lisa's
wonderful.
Level of dancing has changed into something unlike you've ever seen before.
Oh, she was always great. But I tell you what, Lisa will always be my hero.
Oh.
Because she was in the movie Wild Hog.
I know.
Always be my hero. And there she is. I go back and look, and there's Lisa.
Now I'm
going
to have to go look for that on the movie.
Yeah.
Well, Lisa, tell them about meeting John Travolta.
Well, yeah, that was kind of embarrassing. I was a little bit late getting to the food tents, and as I was walking towards the tents, there was not a soul around, and all of a sudden through one of these big RVs, this person comes out the side, and it's John Travolta right there, and it's just the two of us, not a soul around. And all I could say, I couldn't think of anything to say, and I did this stupid comment and said, "It's a pleasure to make your acquaintance." That's what popped out of my mouth. And I'm like, where did that come from? That was really stupid. But anyway, so, yeah, I got to walk with him for a little while there and just visit a little bit, and, yeah, that was cool.
Great. Well, thank you so much for stopping by and saying hello, and happy birthday. I know it's really good seeing you all again.
We'll be around.
We've missed you all.
Come to Vintage tonight.
We do miss you.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so are you guys going to be there?
We are going to be there. Okay. Yeah. Just have a little birthday dinner for James.
Gary and Armando will be there, and Trish, and, you know, all of our parents. Oh. We're even bringing parents.
Good. Okay. Good. Well, thank you so much.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take a little bit of an early break. We come back. Our guest, Sheriff Tom Sickle, we want to finish up on a couple of things, like the raids on the... the raids and the marijuana farms and some things that might be changing around here. Carl Lindabot, 8:49 in the morning. This is Free Fire Radio.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Are you taking time for yourself? Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga is your time-out location. It's a spa for the body, mind, and spirit. Non-competitive, therapeutic, nurturing, and welcoming are some of the words commonly used of the House of Yoga experience. Devoted teachers guide you lovingly through each class. No yoga experience is necessary. Physical limitations are not an obstacle. Men, women, and mature children are welcomed. Yoga is not merely an exercise for the body. It heals you through all aspects of yourself, body, mind, and spirit. We emphasize listening to your inner wisdom, which is always teaching you how to heal and thrive in the midst of your life. The House of Yoga, 246-7256, or the website nshouseofyoga.com. And remember, give yourself the gift of time.
I am so excited about the As Seen on TV store. What's going on? Did I hear something about a $19.95? Now it's this day only $9.95. What is it?
Well, it's the Ginsu knife. They sold millions of them for $20. You go to the state fair, they get $29.95, $30. If you go into the As Seen on TV store, $9.95.
Wait, there's more.
That's right. You buy one, we give you the second one. Free. That's two of them for $9.95. If you come in today and say you heard it on the radio, I'm going to put the third knife in, and it's still $9.95. Now, that's the knife that never gets dull, never needs to be sharpened. It'll last you forever. And they're only $9.95 for three of them. It lasts for years and years, and if it ever gets dull, you bring it into the store, we'll give you another one just like it.
That's great. As Seen on TV store, where are you located?
1746 Churn Creek Road. That's Shasta Center in Reading. You can also go to Chico, too.
And your hours?
We open every morning from 9 to 6.
That's great. The As Seen on TV store.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back. No, Free Fire Radio, Carl Lindebach. 8:53 in the morning, August 17th. It's 79 degrees out there. And this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, great coffee. You can buy anything you want to make coffee with. They have their special this month is the Oreo Smash for their cold drinks, where it tastes like an Oreo cookie, $3.50. Finest walk-in humidor in the state. They give discounts to veterans. Joe and Shelley do a lot for our community. They support our community. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, and we are proud to have them as our sponsors. We're also proud to have Sheriff Tom Basinko here as our guest.
Hi, Carl. Glad to be back again.
Well, you know, we do this, you know, we do a monthly update with you, plus any other times that kind of come along, and so people can ask the questions. And again, like Linda said, she's so right. Our elected officials here in the North State are so accessible.
Always available, and thanks for just taking a break here. I know we only have about 5 minutes left, and I know we wanted to hone in on some closing thoughts here from you, Sheriff Basinko.
Well, part of being an elected official is being accessible to the people. Those are the people that you work for. That's who puts you into office. And you really can't forget where you come from and who you represent. And so that's very important. That's why I go to a lot of community events, just to have that interaction and hearing from the public of what's going on, what's their concerns.
Well, you know, and this is one way of doing it. Another time, you know, but I almost every event we go to a lot of events, you're there.
Yes.
And some events that we're kind of surprised. I mean, it doesn't have to do with politics or anything, but it's just good things to be at for our community.
Almost everything I go to, I talk to people, and they have some questions, and so I can try and answer those. And it's about being engaged in the community and supporting the community. I'm involved in about 11 community service groups and actively involved. And then plus the other things like to support our veterans. A lot of people ask me if I was a vet. I'm not. But those men and women made some very great sacrifices for our country so we can have our freedoms. And I believe that could just be a small part of being engaged in supporting them.
What would you say is the most frequently asked question you're getting nowadays?
Usually questions about concealed weapons and concealed weapon carry. And then, of course, this prisoner release and the realignment of these prisoners. Those are some very things that are very concerning to our people, our citizens.
On the concealed carry, as the California Assembly and the Senate continues to, you know, tighten down and ratchet down on the rights of legal citizens to have weapons and ammunition and all this. Yet you seem to be holding the line here that if you're a law-abiding citizen and you've been, you know, you've got the proper training and you go through the background checks and the interviews, that, hey, I'll issue you a concealed
carry. Basically, it's kind of your choice. If you choose that you want to carry concealed and you meet the criteria, great. If you choose not to, that's fine also. We have about 3,100 permits for Shasta County. We're one of the higher ones per capita. In the state, I think one of them that we're exceeded by is Kern County, but that's a large one. And then also, it's important that the people, if they want that, to be able to have that ability to carry. I think last year we issued about 645 new applications.
So it's a growth industry then?
Can be. I mean, people are concerned and they want to do things proper and legal. The crooks, of course, don't care about it, and they'll still commit crime. And I'm very engaged with Gun Owners of California and NRA to try and keep our legislature in check on some of those things that infringe upon our rights and our ability to own and possess firearms and ammunition and stuff.
Okay. Well, that's an important thing that we're facing.
And yeah.
Last question is that we just saw where the more raids on the marijuana fields. And I asked a question offline, having an effect?
It is a minimal effect. The we as a state and probably a nation to agree, but definitely California, have been invaded by groups of foreign nationals, usually from Mexico, that are well-armed and well-organized on American soil. And I think the federal government needs to step up and have more of an effort. The environmental damage that is done to our public lands out in the forest is huge. The threat that they have to us if you go out and enjoy the great outdoors is huge, and it needs to be addressed. Our efforts are continuing. We have nearly 300,000 marijuana plants that we've destroyed on primarily on public lands, and that's a huge issue. And then as we get towards approaching deer season, bow season is getting ready to open up, and then rifle season in September.
Yep.
That's a big threat for the hunters that are being out and about in our public lands areas in the kind of the outback of the county.
Stumbling into some marijuana plantations from people that don't want to be stumbled on.
And it'll be harvest time at about that time as well.
Wow. Okay. Well, Tom, again, thank you so much for being here.
It's always a pleasure.
We always appreciate it. We always appreciate the updates. And again, like we said, the accessibility of you.
And tomorrow we have Dick Fighton on from Ducks Unlimited, and we're going to be talking about some of the things that are going on with the Salvation Army folks. Also, it'll be a joyous time to hear from some really good musicians that are coming into town with a concert this Saturday. They're going to be calling in. You probably have seen them on Parenthood and have heard a lot of their debut with their second album. They are going big time. That's what's going on here. We always appreciate you listening to KCNR 1460, making us your choice. Thank you. And for all you people who are chat packers, we love you guys. You make it work for us in the morning. You know that.
Everybody does. All of our listeners do.
And Tom, thanks once again.
Oh, you bet.
It's always a joy to have you on.
You folks are great because you have a very diverse cross-section of the community come in here on issues